Saturday morning. And every other place I went to this morning kicked me out, so here I am in the studio, ready to disturb whoever's listening. And I really hope you're listening, because we're getting closer on, and it's not a joke what's going on out there. Anyway, you'll hear me start for real in about another minute or two, but you guys have my attention all the time, believe me. But I have to formally start when we clock on at 9 o'clock, so bear with me. I would like to tell you that I'm really coming from an old bunker from a missile silo that they put in the middle of the Mojave Desert, so we're hidden from attack from all angles. But that's not where I am. We are in wonderful downtown Orlando, hidden in a closet in somebody's house. No. The good thing about life is, as long as we wake up, we have it to enjoy if we so choose and bother to take care of it so we can enjoy it. We're ready to, are we on? Okay. Well, to the Culture Network people and everybody who's listening, it's another Saturday morning, and I have to say I'm as fired up as usual because life inspires me, but it's of course the vagaries of what we let happen when we're not paying attention to keeping our neighborhood, our country, our area clear of debris that we allow to float into the White House and muck up the whole place. Because however they got there, they feel they're now going to enjoy it and make it work for all they can. So, the man, remember, when he got elected in any way, shape, or form, the day he went in office, he already put in his papers for the next period. So he's been spending this year campaigning. We know he's passed very little of any real legislation during the 2 years that he had all the Republicans working with him. But even they just wanted to work with him to get the tax cut that benefited heavy donors and very rich people. Very little to us ordinary folks who pay all the bills. Anybody who's listened to me, I've explained economics. We pay the bills. At least somewhere in the neighborhood of $14 trillion a year that we spend. They need us. Otherwise, whatever the heck they own is worthless. And I'm not trying to divide us between the haves and have-nots. I believe living in this great country, ever since I was a child, is a privilege. But my obligation is to make sure that we continue the freedom that this was put forward for. People who pay more attention to it take over our country and do what they want with it. I explained many, many times back about the word campaign. It's not a political thing where you just run for president or for office. The word campaign precedes all of these elections that we've had and even the formation of our country. You could look back and just stop at the Roman armies. They had campaigns to take over the world and expand their empire. Campaign is a lot of planning, a lot of things in the background. Often when I come here, like last week, I purposely went out to try and find a t-shirt that had the eagle ascending on it, because I wanted to make the point that we have to do our job. An eagle has to hunt every day to feed its family, to protect its territory. It doesn't stop other things from living, but it has to do its job as an animal that wants to keep its freedom and keep its territory. That's what we have to do. A campaign is something. So today I picked, when I was out shopping, I found some cheap, sort of olive drab t-shirts that remind me when I was in the Army, one of the basic things we use, fatigues, are a sort of olive drab. There are many different shades of it. But uniforms make you think you're part of something. When you're in the military, you belong to one part or another, but we all belong to a country, a concept that we're all here for. We're serving it not because we're being punished. We're serving it because we want to continue what people fought for and died for. We don't want to let somebody, because we're all busy running out to another steak dinner or going to a movie or sitting on the internet and we don't know what's happening outside our house. No, no. Freedom thrives, unfortunately, throughout history from the blood of people. Blood and sweat. You don't have to die for it, but you have to work at it. So campaign, my olive drab today, is to again remind you that the other side, Mr. Trump, he feels he's taken over everything, putting people in who are yes men. And I don't want to just point to Hitler, but when Hitler started to take over even his home country of Germany, what he did to keep people off balance so that they couldn't react to how he was taking away their basic freedoms, even as German citizens, he would go to towns and he would take, he was great at psychology, naturally, he understood it. He would go to a town and, for example, find out who was the person that everybody looked down on and let him do his work. For example, a shoemaker. Now, I think shoemakers, like any other profession, these are people who've chosen a craft that is artistry to make us have things to cover our feet and protect us from the rocks and branches if we were walking through the woods or anywhere else. It's part of the progress. We don't run around barefoot. It feels nice in certain places, but not on a city street where you have all kinds of dirt and the rest of it. So he went to the shoemaker that everybody considered lowly in town, and he made the shoemaker, the burgomeister, the mayor of the town. So when everybody looked down on this guy, now this guy is in charge, he would be telling all these people what they could and couldn't do. And they knew Hitler had put him in power. So who are you going to argue with? You didn't get to vote him in. He was placed in power. So he made even local distractions to keep people off balance while he did what he wanted to. Okay? And believe me, we were lucky because toward the end of World War II, the man was developing atomic power. He didn't call it that. He was getting a big bomb ready. He already made jet planes. He just luckily was so down on the war with too many fronts that he opened, he stupidly didn't remember history of opening up too many fronts when you don't have enough supply chain to back it. So we all have to understand what's going on. We all have to work for the freedoms we have. I see again something I've seen in so many parties. Yes, they're the Democrats, the Republicans, so you get groups. I love all people. I believe I've traveled the world. We're all out of the same pot. There's a God. We call him by different names, him or her or whatever you think. The bottom line is we're all part of the human race. Stop picking on each other. I already see where some of the people from some of the organizations, and there are many, so I'm not picking on any group. It happens in all of them. I've seen where some young people who I guess maybe they've been voting the last 5-6 years. So they're smart and educated, but they aren't looking back at what happened. And I see some young ladies who've been out there that are smart, but they're saying, well, you know, they're not paying attention to our community and our needs. You know, so are we going to get back to the same stupidity where we're going to see, and I see it. I see the comments on the internet, and I don't answer every stupid thing I see, but I do answer, especially before the 2018 election. When you say, well, they're not coming in and looking at what we need in my block or our neighborhood. Excuse me, our neighborhood is the country. If you don't work together and put some new people in, that they may not be your perfect mate, but you know, you could date them. You don't have to live with them. But better than the taskmasters who are running the place now and doing nothing that you want. So if you look at the people who are trying to replace them and you say, well, but they're not coming to my community and we want some brown trees instead of the green bushes on our block. Let's get real. If we don't replace a Republican Party, and again, this is not the Republican Party that I grew up with, because I told you, if I look back, my two favorite presidents are Dwight Eisenhower, a Republican, who could have been in there forever if they hadn't put term limits in on the president, and Abraham Lincoln. Both of them had something in common. They looked at our country and they looked forward. What could they do that would help our country grow and unite? Abraham Lincoln, the biggest thing was the railroad, where he put it across the country. He could see it. Eisenhower, he'd seen what the interstate, and people could tell me that they planned the interstates back in the 30s and stuff like that. But Eisenhower, when he planned it, he said, I saw the strategic use of the interstate, not only binding the countries together, but if you had to fight on our soil, you could move military stuff around. The early interstates, there were markers on the side of the road, little metal stakes with little dotted things or maybe little numbers that were cryptic looking, not the sign that said, hey, this way to Chicago. Those things were built, and I know it from having been in the military. There were signs that told you where the road was going, whether it was north, south, what number it was. So if you had a map, you knew where you were going if you had an objective in mind. So they weren't just built for us to run around the country and have hot dogs and corn and hamburgers and forget what's going on. Campaign. It's an organized thing. When we have a battle and we do it, you can't go into battle unless you've already planned and said, what do these people do? What kind of weapons do I need to offset what I'm facing? And it isn't always weapons of mass destruction or guns. It's weapons of knowledge. So you're dealing with these people and they work with you. So again, I'm asking anybody who's listening and anybody you know, just like in 2018, where the public was stirred up enough because they couldn't figure out how this man got here, I keep running into more and more people who tell me that they were, in their own remarks, they were stupid enough to vote for Trump. They normally voted for Democrats, and they were of color, black, brown, whatever. And he was standing around there like the big salesman with his hands out. What did the Democrats do for you? Take a chance on me. Excuse me? You're talking about a whole country. You're taking a chance on a man that, if you know his history or read about him, he's a con artist. So Nancy Pelosi, strategically, she doesn't want to give him the impeachment argument because as strong as he is and he listens to no one and the laws don't apply to him as far as he's concerned, anybody who's been listening to him, he tells you the FBI and the CIA, those are subversive organizations. He knows what's happening and he'll tell us what's right or wrong. Let me just say this. I'm very fired up. My alter ego is around today. And my alter ego is going to speak more on specifics and topics and the rest of it. But you have to understand, he's putting in motion everything he needs so that, as he's already said, maybe he should be president forever. Luckily, he'll die at some point, but I don't want him to be president more than these 4 years. We don't need to waste time on impeachment and give him something where he'll run around and say, oh, they're taking advantage. They're harassing me. You've got to stop them. Don't listen to them. Just put me back in. I'll take care of everything. Yeah. I've mentioned numerous times, and I will throughout my podcast, how he is ripping us off and robbing us in plain sight. That's what the man is about. Not even his own family. He's about money in his pocket and distracting everybody while he does it. So I'm going to just turn this over to my alter ego. And you'll hear probably more from my alter ego today. I may jump in here and there. But listen carefully, because these are things that are actually happening, things that have actually been done. And if we keep not paying attention, say, well, that happened over there, not in my neighborhood. America is our neighborhood. We all own the place, as I said. And all the rich people and people who get money from us by selling us stuff, they can't buy our votes. If we go out and vote, we have more power than they ever will have. Turnout. If you have to help people, carry them in stretchers to the polls. Stand in line. Don't leave till you get to have your vote. Make sure you get a receipt so if we have to get into it, if they try and play with the votes. This is going to be very important. This election is the way that stops it. And once Pelosi's really saying, as I view it strategically, as I said, I spent a lot of time in Washington with much nicer and smarter people than are there now. Impeachment is giving them a pass to go back and do what you were doing before. Letting them finish his term put all the hearings that you have and show what he's done, because the Republicans are not cooperating. Anybody who's been reading and following, we now know that Mitch McConnell and his wife, Elaine Chao, have been taking contracts that are helping Japan and China, not us, and putting money in their own pocket. So, while they're not allowing things to pass on healthcare and the rest of it that's needed by the people, they're enriching themselves and stopping regular legislation. They've only passed a tax bill that favored very few, and they get together to put judges in that we're going to have to live with for life because of who they are and how they think. Now is the time for us to pay attention. Any election, any local, any primary, make sure you go there. You don't like who's running, make sure you put someone else in. But make sure you all get together and vote consistently with each other. Not that that guy's going to put the brown tree in your neighborhood. He's going to help us straighten the country out. Because otherwise, this man has got a loyal group that's going to vote for him no matter what he does. They're not going to say, oh, I need a brown tree in my neighborhood. Let me calm down, give you my alter ego, and I'm in my working fatigues, which is how we make our country work. We get out there and we do the groundwork. We put the stuff together so when we have to have a battle, we win the battle. Supply chains have helped us win every war we've been in. Let's understand what really wins a campaign. I turn it to my alter ego and I'll relax.
Good morning, good morning. This is a very busy morning for AE equals MC squared. And I want to start with an introduction. I'm always fascinated by the fact that I live in this country, I came to this country, and so many people in this country don't understand how their country works. Don't even know who the founding fathers of this country were. So I want to talk about the three branches of government before I go into the discussions that I have listed that are very, very important, happening real time, right now, that people need to understand. We have three branches of government. We have the executive, we have the legislative, and we have the judicial branch. Now, the executive branch of the government is here to enforce the laws that Congress makes. He's elected by the U.S. citizen, anyone 18 years and older. We have what we call here an electoral college system. Has nothing to do with the popular vote, the majority of individuals here. The electoral college system is made up of how many people are in each state. That is the reason why in the Senate, our founding fathers made sure that every state had two individuals representing them. Doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican, doesn't matter. Two from each state. Doesn't matter if you're if you have 18 million people or 1 million people. Then you have the Congress, which is made up of the House of Representatives, 435 individuals representing a state, representing the day-to-day issues of the state, making sure that they balance our budget. They are in charge from the financial perspective of how money is spent. They work and decide whether something should become law or not. Then you have the judicial branch, who's there to interpret whatever laws are put based on the Constitution. That's their role. But the role of the president is supposed to be to protect our country and make sure that the laws are being followed. So we have a president today that everybody is okay with him breaking the laws, doesn't matter, ripping the country apart, just like AE equals MC squared just said this morning. That's exactly what Hitler, Mussolini, Lenin, all of these dictators, that's what they did. They came in and they absolutely broke the system so they could become dictators and do what they wanted to do. America, is that what you want today? Now I'm going to move on to the topics of discussion, but I really need people. You don't want to go to a library? Use your phone. Ask it, what is our Constitution? What are the three branches of government? What are they supposed to do? It's in plain English. Take a dictionary if you don't understand the words that you're reading. But not knowing is why our country is being destroyed today.
In keeping with what the alter ego is saying, I've said a number of times, you could ask your phone, show me the preamble to the Constitution. Read that. It's not long. That's the mission statement for us as a country, for everyone, not a special group.
So one of the things that I want to talk about today is the drumbeat beating once again to put our country in a major war. We had this under Bush, the big lie of WMDs. For those of you who don't know what that means, weapons of mass destruction. Him and Prime Minister Blair of the UK came up with lies to go into Iraq, supposedly to remove Saddam Hussein and save these people from themselves. They used people like Colin Powell. Now, he was a military guy. Shocking that he would lend himself to the big lie. Condoleezza Rice, Dick Cheney. And they lied and they lied and they lied until they invaded Iraq and destabilized the Middle East. Now we have Trump. We have all of his cabinet lying to us again about Iran, creating situations out in the Gulf where technically they're the ones that are blowing up the ships. They did it with Venezuela. Notice that we're not hearing anything more about Venezuela of lately. They lied about all of these insurgents going into Venezuela and the current president burning everything and keeping food from their people. It was our government that did that. If you're not willing, America, to have your children sign up to serve this country in a battle that we don't need, then you should not be applauding another war that's going to be worse than we've ever seen, that's going to bury our country because a maniacal man who's a liar and his entire administration and the Republican Party want a war to keep you distracted. Remember how President Bush used to say, red alert, green alert, white alert? Every time things weren't going good for him, he put us on alert that, oh my God, terrorists are coming. But he allowed the family of the guy who bombed the World Trade Center. By the way, I was in that World Trade Center the first time it was bombed here in the U.S., and it wasn't pretty. He made sure that family left. Why? Because he had a lot of oil dealings with Saudi Arabia. We didn't invade Saudi Arabia, which is what we should have done. We went after Iraq, and then we went to Afghanistan for no reason at all. People, you have to sit down and start reading, paying attention, remembering what has been said to you. He makes it sound like the media is the worst thing that ever has happened. That's what dictators do. If it's not for the media, you wouldn't even know any of this is happening. All of it would be in secret, and he would like to shut it down. Pay attention. Do your research. Look at congressional hearings. Look at the bills that are coming out. Figure out what is really being said by this man. So that's the first thing that I wanted to talk about. The comparison between him and George W. Bush and the beat drum of a war, which is what he's creating right now and lying to us yet again.
Dick Cheney, shortly, just to remember when you do your research on George Bush, was kind of the push behind George Bush Jr. And he was pushing them to do all this without having to be in public and deal with the scrutiny, but in the background, he was doing all the pushing and planning and putting together the lies and where we had to tell what was going on. The man was all about it, and you could look up, he came out of a company called Halliburton. There was nothing wrong with the company, but the way he used it, what he did when these wars started, Halliburton got a majority of contracts that they could fulfill under their various entities. So when we built a base over in Iraq or Afghanistan, they got the contract quicker than anybody else. And by the way, all of you veterans, just like me, who fight in these wars and deal with protecting our country, they put up showers that had simple wires to heat the water so that when you went in the shower, check, there were a lot of soldiers who got executed by taking a shower because of the shoddy shit that they gave us while they made profits off the war. So you've got to really understand the motivation. And George Bush, if you go back, way before he was president, and even before I believe he was governor in Texas or anything else, the Saudis were already working on funding him when he got in his business ventures with different banks that he owned, certain sports teams that he wanted. They were buddies, and they said, sure, let us invest with you. So you got to look at who's doing what behind these people and understand we don't owe anything to these people, period.
Absolutely. And so I want everyone to start thinking. Too many people are sitting around watching football games, hockey games, basketball games, and you want all of this. Oh, yes, the president is keeping us safe. Oh, yes, we've got to go in and bomb Iran. But most of you have never served in the military. You don't want to serve in the military, but you want our kids, those of us who are patriots, who do love America, to go and serve while you live a great little life pretending everything is okay being taken care for you. If that's the case, then you should be calling your senators and your congressmen to bring the draft back, and everybody needs to support it while we're being killed, murdered, and our country is being decimated.
And another quick thing, because I don't want anybody to think I'm not paying attention to people who call in or text or whatever. Sherry Cooper out on Facebook, 37 years ago, moved to Midway, Tennessee. She said she has never once received a census form or never filled one out. Can I tell her why? Really simple. Depending on who's running it at the local level and who may be paying them to look the other way, because these census reports are the basis for them grabbing power in some cases. We are all more aware of the 2020 census coming out, the questions that are stopping people. You know what? If you've got people in your household who you think may be in danger of being illegal and you don't want to fill out the census, real simple. Your parents came here, they've been working hard, and you are citizens. Let them come to your house. Answer the form. Give them your names. Don't tell them about your parents. They don't have to know that they're in the house. It'll affect the stuff a little bit as to allocations, but fill the census out. And if you don't get a census or don't have someone come, because they hire people to go around to every neighborhood and fill it out, there are some people who don't do their job on purpose just to get the money for doing it. So when it's census time, they open up offices. You could look it up. Find out where your local office is and go there if you have to and say, nobody's come to my door. I want to fill out the census. Period. Let me let my alter ego continue.
And I do want to expand on that because I was a census taker in 2010. And I'm very happy that I did it. By the way, our Constitution talks about the census and the responsibility of every citizen to participate. And the fines, if you don't, but guess what? Your representative isn't telling you. The president won't tell you. Your senators aren't telling you. Your governors aren't telling you about your duty as a citizen. And the part that was really upsetting to me as I knocked on doors is how many people refuse to fill it out, even though they were depending on the benefits that they get from the allocations that come from the census to your state. Don't be foolish, because money comes to your state for the things that the population in your community or in your state or whatever the case might be needs. That's how it happens. Not only that, but the representatives that are coming from your state to go to Washington. People, you got to start reading and understanding the basic things that are out there for your benefit. and stop looking at things like, I'm not getting anything. So if I'm not getting anything, I'm not going to bother to vote and I'm not going to bother to listen. It's about communities. It's about your state. It's about the country, not your one issue. Now, I do want to move on to some very important things that took place in the past 2 weeks that no one is reporting. I'll start with the veterans because I get very upset about the fact that military people are supporting this president, veterans are supporting him, yet he's taking everything away from us. A week ago, an executive order came down to all of the VA hospitals. And what is that executive order, veterans? If you use the VA more than 3 times in a year, or use one of their so-called outsourced doctors that they're pushing everybody to so that they can shut the VA clinics and then use the property for whatever the heck they want to do, they're going to charge $30 copay that you don't pay today. And let's be clear, veterans, the majority of hospitals and doctors in the private sector are not going to put up with the nonsense that we give to the VA hospitals. They're not going to take you anytime you wish to come in. They're not going to take belligerents because they're not going to be making that much money. We need to preserve our VA hospitals at all costs and the benefits that go along with it. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. Is your life perfect? Are your relationships perfect? Are your kids perfect? Is the job you're working at perfect? No, but you make it better. You don't destroy it. The other things that this president just recently did.
Hang on. As a veteran, let me remind you. The president put 3 men as a shadow board of directors running the almost $200 billion a year VA budget. And since he gave out billions in his tax cut, the Treasury is low on money. So what is he doing? By doing this, he's going to make all veterans, just like other people, just like the tariffs he's charging to anybody buying anything, pay billions of dollars piecemeal out of our pocket after he gave the money away to the few on the top. He's going to make us all pay more so the Treasury won't look so empty when he talks about what's left there, okay? This is all of his planning to how can he reshift the budgets and monies, as my ego said, which is controlled generally by the House of Representatives. He's trying to shift it and change it. So he has control of where these contracts go and what you pay so that more money flows in the Treasury that he can play with. Back to my older ego.
And this is something that I even take more exception with. Veterans, listen carefully. And I'm not sure what these veteran organizations that are supposed to be representing us in Washington are doing. Maybe they're getting paid off. I have no clue. But this president ordered the IT department to purge 250,000 pending disability applications. Now, if you're one of the veterans who's been waiting for 8 years, 9 years, 10 years for your claim to be finally adjudicated, your claim may not be in the system anymore. And I encourage every veteran that has a claim pending to check to make sure you're still in the system. Nobody's reporting in that. Why? Because he's making sure that he deflects away from what he and the Republican Senate are doing and letting him get away with. Veterans, this is not the time for you to sit back and listen to a braggadocious man lie. Remember, he was a draft dodger. He didn't respect our military. He never served our country. He doesn't even pay taxes. He doesn't deserve our support. He doesn't deserve it, and you need to go and look. 250,000 pending disability claims purged out of the computer system. What does that mean to you? If you're one of the ones that are no longer in there, you got to start all over again. How does that make you feel?
Again, let me just say this. As a veteran who's gone through this claims process, because I have disabilities, You don't see a lot of people if you look at Facebook that are following me, but what I do know from feedback, and I'm really happy about it, that I get a lot of people who watch where you may see one person liking or following. It's a watch party where there are 5 or 10, and in one case, even 50 people who've gotten together with friends and other veterans and other people they know, and they listen together, so it registers as one on Facebook. I want you all, because I don't have that gigantic an audience, but all of you have friends and family who've served, okay? Uncles, aunts, whatever. Go out and tell them about this, because when they find out, it's going to be hell to go find those records. So you want to check with your VA if you're in the system and you'd filed a claim in the last 8, 10, 12 years. Check on the status. Make sure you're still in the system. You have a claim number. Go to your VA office. Ask them if you're still in the system. Find out if you're one of the ones that were purged and make sure they put you back.
And I got to bring this up. The president and his shadow VA, I don't even know what to call them because they live in Mar-a-Lago. They've never been confirmed. Nobody even knows their name, truly. They put a new system in for filing disability claims, supposedly to make sure you get your claims resolved quickly. Here's the catch. Your claim that you've had under the old system, somehow they're not looking at it, or they're purging it, as I just told you. And if they deny you under their so-called new system, you cannot appeal, where under the old system you were able to appeal. So you got to be careful about what he is doing. He's looking to deny most of your claims, period. And that's dangerous. If my claim has been in the system for 10 years, his new system should not supersede my claim that's been in there. Pay attention, veterans.
Let me say one other thing, because again, dictators, autocrats, monarchs, people who feel they're a unitary leader, like this president, he knows everything, he doesn't need anybody, he'll tell us what's good, bad, what's real or not. What he's done, what she's talking about, is by getting rid of the appeal system. The VA system has had, over years, a whole court system in effect, just for the veterans, that goes through the different levels where you could appeal, discuss it, get help from certain veterans organizations if you didn't fill it out right, because it's complicated sometimes, all the way up to the I believe it's called the BVA still. It's the Board of Veterans Appeal. That's, in effect, the Supreme Court for the veterans court system. I went to Washington myself and filed my own appeal. And I had a lovely lady who was one of the justices during a break in the hearing who took me on the side and she said, I know you read the things and understand it. We have terms of art. I'm going to put it on stay. Please go back and get one of the organizations who understand how we phrase this, how we do it. And she was right. So I didn't get a decision, but I got educated. I'm passing it on to you. If you allow him to do what he's doing, this new system will mean if they reject you, you don't have an appeal. That is getting rid of our court system, whether it's in the VA. After that, it'll be the other courts. It won't matter who he appointed because he doesn't believe the courts know what they're doing. The other day it was the FBI. They don't know what they're doing. He's what's legal and right, according to him. Listen, you're listening to a dictator. Pay attention.
I want to cover something else that's very, very important.
Oh, I'm sorry, quickly. Melissa, thank you, your dad, for his service, the rest of it, and everybody who supports us, who didn't serve in the military, but keep the country running. As I said, I'm in my work color. We all make the country what it is. That's what we have to do, is keep working on it.
I want to cover something that's very important. I've been watching town halls, and there was a town hall that was held in Michigan. I was a little bit upset when I was listening to it, but I decided, you know what, let me have this discussion. There was one lady who talked about the fact that, I mean, a lot of these Democrats voted for Trump. Again, to me, it's hilarious. I don't get it, but that's okay. You're entitled to vote for whoever you want. And she complained about her $2,000 a month child care bill. And I said to myself, well, why is that anybody's problem? When you decide to have a child, I mean, literally decide to have a child or children, I would assume that you sit down and you think about all the pros and cons of why you're doing it and what you can afford. So now, do you want the president, because Obama didn't give you a $2,000 a month voucher to put your child in child care, he was a bad president? No. That was your decision, right? Then you had other people talking about the fact that, well, we still have crime, we still have racism. His presidency did not erase racism. It actually made it worse, because you have so many people who just can't imagine having a black person in any kind of position of power. But he did a lot of good work, and you need to go back and you need to look at what he did in the face of total racist opposition to him by the Congress, by Fox News, Breitbart News, Nazi organizations, KKK organizations. He still did a lot of things. Now, the governor of the state of Florida, Mr. Robert DeSantis, just signed a bill banning sanctuary cities. And the reason why I want to talk about it is because the Latino community is all up in an uproar. The Democrats are not coming to our communities and talking to us. Notice that they don't go to Republican rallies and demand anything from Republicans. It's the Republicans that are taking it all away, but it's the Democrats' fault for not making it happen. How about you vote for Democrats? How about you get involved in your community? How about you stop trying to shove things down people's throats, yet you're only doing it with one party, and you're not going to the party who's making it difficult for you to have anything? I want to bring up,
by the way, quickly, you can vote for the best person on the planet for president, but if you don't also vote to change the Senate, who is blocking anything from being heard unless it benefits them or their backers, you're putting him in a position where he can't do what you want them to do, he or she. So make sure when you vote, you don't just vote a person as president. They are not a monarch. They don't run the country. They don't operate like this jerk who's in there now. You've got to give them a Senate so we can change things and keep the House of Representatives.
Absolutely. And as a person who works elections, because I believe that as a citizen, that's what you need to do. You need to be engaged. In 2016, I remember making phone calls in California to Democrats who, because of the lies of Donald Trump and the Republican Party, refused to vote for Hillary. And I said to those people, okay, if you don't want to vote for Hillary, that's up to you, but you must vote to make sure that we have a Senate that's going to work for us, a House of Representatives that's going to work for us. And guess what? They didn't do it. They didn't do it. And now everybody is upset because laws are being taken away, rights are being taken away. I want to talk to the Black Lives Matter movement. How do you like the president now? You made sure that Trump got into power with your endless complaints instead of getting involved and not remembering what the prior president did for prison reform. And I will cover that later. So now you have a guy who's taking away your voting rights, taking away the rights of women, taking it all away, putting nothing but conservative Republicans in the judiciary. Most of them are racist. They want to go back in time, and they're in those positions for life. What are you gonna do now? Hispanic organizations who were out with your flags from your different countries, you're illegal. You need people like me to vote for your rights, but you didn't disturb any of the Republican town halls. You didn't disrespect any of them, but you did it with the Democrats. If you wanna start complaining again, then let Trump get in another 4 years and don't complain. Either get out, vote, and after you vote, don't sit back, make phone calls, write letters to your representative and to your senator, reminding them, I voted for you, this is what we need. I want to talk about this comprehensive...
Hang on, let me just quickly say, Karen Blake, I appreciate you people putting in the comments. Veterans have paid their price. I pay my price, but I'm ready to pay it again. As my ego's saying, it doesn't stop. You don't just go out and fight one battle and then the world's going to be right. There are people who will always be there to take over if you get apathetic and feel I fought a battle. I can now sit in my backyard and barbecue and nothing's going to happen around me. No, it's a continuing obligation. The famous bumper sticker of freedom is not free. We've got to all continue to keep it free. There is a price. It's worth paying for, unless you wish to live somewhere where people tell you what to do and when. Go ahead.
And to mirror what he is saying, before I get into continue with the immigration discussion, it's like a relationship, people. You got to work on it. You have a husband, a wife, a girlfriend, a child. It's a continual job of trying to make that relationship work for the better. That is no different than serving your country. It continues. It's not something that you do once and then forget about it. Every time that he speaks ill of the CIA, the FBI, the police officers, it's galling. You know why? Because most of us sit in our pretty homes or go to games and forget the fact that if it wasn't for these people, we would not be able to enjoy all of that. Because they're the ones that are taking the bullets, taking all of the nastiness of humankind to make it safe for you. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. You got to keep working to make it better. Now, I want to talk about the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Act for all of you Hispanics who continue to complain that the Democrats aren't giving you what you want. Go vote and vote right, and then maybe you get what you want. The CIRA was a Senate bill, 2611-2005. Senator Arlen Specter, a Democrat out of Pennsylvania, was the one who wrote the bill, and it was co-sponsored, believe it or not, but Senator Chuck Hagel, a Republican, Mel Martinez, a Republican, John McCain, a Republican, Ted Kennedy, a Democrat, and guess what? Lindsey Graham, who now hates every immigrant in America. What happened, Lindsey Graham? What happened to you? And Senator Sam Brownback out of Kansas. And that was going to allow illegals to be able to work towards a path of citizenship, to be able to pay a fine, to be able to work and then collect Social Security like the rest of us. But the House didn't want that. They wanted other things. The bill unfortunately failed. It never went anywhere. But the reason why I bring it up for the Latinos who continuously complain, the Cubans, everybody, about everything. Who do you think has been working to try to get immigration reform in place? The Democrats. And let's not forget, the current president that everybody wants to forget has illegal people working for him for years while he insults the system. Why is it that you're not outraged about that, but you're outraged about people who are trying to make a better life when all of these wealthy people hire illegals? They break the law every day, but they tell you differently and you go along with it. Please keep that in mind.
And remember, under our system of laws, which is what distinguishes us as a free country, we have the concept that anybody who breaks the law goes through the system, gets a price they have to pay, and after they've paid the price, we then allow them to go back, short of murder, where you may get executed or have a life sentence. We allow everybody else to pay whatever the price is for whatever they did to break the law, to then go back to being a citizen. Okay? Same thing would be with immigrants who broke the law. That's all they're saying. Let's use our system of laws, decide what the price is they have to pay, not put them ahead of anybody else. and then use them, because they've been used all the time they're here by people who've taken advantage of them and made a hell of a lot of money off their back, just as Trump did with all the people working at his resorts.
And I want, for those of you who are willing to at least go and do some research, on the bill that I was talking about, it was Senate Bill 2611, and the House bill was 4437. Remember, both branches of government have to get together, compromise, and come up with a law. Please go out and read it. Please go out and look at the individuals that work on the on this law. This is not something new. We're talking 2005, 14 years ago.
And the country has been built on immigrants. So remember, we none of us, none of our families were born here. Whether you came over from China across the Bering Straits when it was frozen, or you're a member of some native tribe that grew out of that, or some Vikings who got lost and came here, whatever it is, none of us were born here. We're all immigrants. We've built a unique country out of immigrants who came here to build something.
So Latinos, if you want to complain and sit back once again, another election, and vote Trump in, then go right at it. Go right at it, because you guys keep complaining and you keep voting in the wrong direction and you wonder why we're back to where we're at, and actually we are regressing because all of these laws that were put in place are being undone. I want to talk about a couple of other things. Prison reform. This is another thing that's upsetting to me, because I listen to these town halls and I wonder, where have Americans been all these years? What are you reading? What are you listening to? We now have Kim Kardashian suddenly saving the black community by one lousy thing that she did, was get the president, friend of her family, to get this woman who was a drug dealer out of prison. Oh, and to give Mr. Jack Johnson, the boxer, commute or pardon him because he drove a white woman across state lines. This is what you people think is important to you. You're so willing. People of color, I'm speaking to you specifically. Even though my AE equals MC squared may not like it, I'm speaking to you directly. How little do you settle for? Now let's take a look at what President Obama did in the years that he was in office.
By the way, quickly, let me straighten a record. My family, my ego, my friends, everybody in our blood is black, Latin, European. There's probably not a country that we miss in our blood. I know we all come out of one pot that God created, or even science has proven under DNA studies. So please, listen, it's not against you, it's about you.
Thank you. But I am making it directly to you, because you're settling for nothing so that you can put that man back in power over two lousy individuals that he chose to pardon? Insignificant people, insignificant. And the black lawyers and the attorneys who have been working on this for years, nobody's paying attention. All of a sudden, Kim Kardashian is your savior. She's not your savior. President Barack Obama commutated 1,927 individuals convicted of federal crimes. The majority of them, and some of the pardons, were for petty drug dealings that they may have had. They were caught with marijuana or a little bit of coke. And because of these prison sentences that they have going all over the country, some of them were put in jail for the rest of their lives. 1,927. Go read it. People in Michigan who think that nothing has been done in other parts of the country.
These are living people, not a dead person, to make a statement about someone who hasn't been alive for over 50 years.
Absolutely. And what did Trump do for blacks? These two people. What has he done for the criminals in his administration? Arapaio and all these other guys? No problem giving them pardons, but he's not doing anything for you. Obama tried to change the way police departments are working in this country. Go read some of the things that he put in place that, by the way, Senator Sessions, when he took over, has been reversing every single one of those policies, especially those having to do with outsourcing of prisons, giving all these kids mandatory sentences for small infractions. They don't do it, and I'm sorry, I gotta say it, they don't do it for the whites. So I'm telling the black community, stop letting, I don't even know what to call Kim Kardashian, and I'm not gonna insult her here, but she's not your savior, neither is Ivanka Trump, neither is Donald Trump, and neither is Jared Kushner. You need to pay attention to what they're doing. Go back and look at what was put in place to change it, to make it better by the prior president. And then look at what Senator Sessions and Barack and Donald Trump has done to reverse every single policy regarding prison reform. You need to read. Stop looking at the TV, looking at captions, and going willy-nilly about anything. Black Lives Matter, you need to read. You need to be honest, and you need to look at what you have undone because we now have Donald Trump in power.
Again, Charlie Hill, another one on Facebook, I want to thank you. I appreciate my service was something I would always give my country. Never a problem. Forget the draft dodger, who isn't even a draft dodger. Phony papers to get in it. Anyway, he's an insult to all of us, and somebody went in instead of him to take his place and hopefully didn't die taking over for him. Trump doesn't deserve our country. He's spoken ill about it. His grandfather was sent here because he was kicked out of Germany. He's probably picking on Germany because he thinks they treated his grandfather wrong. He treated his own father wrong. His father built an empire of ownership of apartments, tens of thousands of them in Queens and Brooklyn. He just converted it to money so he could pay off all the stupid deals he did because he was never that brilliant an investor. So please understand what you're dealing with. Let me let my alter ego hit the last thing and then I'll sum up some things at the end.
I also want to talk. I need people to go back and read. Is important. Does anybody remember the Deepwater Horizon oil spill? Please go and read the legislative package that Obama put in place. $20 billion he got that company, that oil company, to pay out. Never in the history of this country, never has an oil spill case been settled so quickly. And what did the Republicans in the Senate say to Horizon? Go and sue Barack Obama. How dare he tell you how to run your company? They didn't care about Louisiana. They didn't care about the Gulf State. They didn't care about the average working person who had a little business somewhere. Even people here in Florida, thanks to Barack Obama, actually had the nerve to be filing for claims because they felt that the oil spill hurt their business. So you gotta read. You can't. The difference between the prior president and this one is the prior president didn't feel he had to go out there and constantly shove it in your face about what he was doing. Perhaps that's what he should have done. Maybe you would have remembered some of the things that he had to do to restabilize this country that was left in total shambles by President Bush. Please don't forget that. Could he have done more? Yes, but you, the voter, could have done more by giving him the Senate and the House that he needed to make things happen.
And if you want to understand how strong that was, the Exxon Valdez, you can look it up. It was a tanker that ran aground in Alaska. They got a big settlement, but then they took it into courts and they got favorable things and they paid next to nothing. And all the people from our country, our waters that were damaged, where if you look at the thing that was done by Obama, that company put up the money. He set up a system. We had a man who helped guide and handle all the claims. It was held in a judicious manner. And all those shrimp boaters and other people affected and states got something to offset their losses. Not a bad case of appeals in a court later. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. I'm going to turn this over. There were some other things I wanted to discuss, but we're running out of time. I'll give it back to AE equals MC squared.
Yeah, let me again say, I knew that my alter ego was fired up with a lot of stuff that I could have spoken about, but my alter ego is free and intellectual enough to make the points. Phyllis Lee, I thank you for your comment. Sessions, again, was for civil asset forfeiture as long as it's not his assets. So yes, you're right. People can follow us almost anywhere. It's again on Instagram, where AE, the word equals, then the letters MC, and then squared. On Facebook, of course, AE equals MC 2. And you can email us at AE, the word equals, the letters MCSQ at gmail.com. But you can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, on iTunes, Google Play, Culture Play, Stitcher, Spotify. We're out there. Just do a little searching. You will find us. And you know what? Go look at my podcast. I've been talking about things for more than a year at this point, before the 2018 election. I was so proud of everybody who was so pissed that they were apathetic and let him get in 2016. They did go out and vote in 2018. We need that same spirit to keep going in 2020. We outnumber these foolish people who are taking charge of our country. Vote together. Pick a person from the other party. I'm not for the other party. I'm saying pick someone else and support them with Senate and House people who can help them change what they've been taking away from you. Unless you want a dictatorship. But then please, leave the country. That's not what my country is all about. So I appreciate you being here. Please spread the word. You can get copies of my podcast. They're out there. You could use it to put your kids to sleep or maybe to have a discussion with your friends. I'm not out to get anything except my country active in taking care of our country. Whatever your color, whatever your religion, I love the diversity that we represent. I've been to a lot of countries. Nothing is like what we have here, and it's up to us to keep it. Period. Have a great weekend, and stay fired up.